Welcome to the Circle of Prayer, Psalms and Prayers for Renewal, Peace, Provision, and Miracles. From the beginning of time, the Almighty Creator has spoken promises over humanity, promises not born of circumstance, not shaken by delay, not broken by failure, promises spoken by the Eternal One, the God of Heaven, the One who never fails. Today, and every time you listen, you are not striving. You are receiving. The word reminds us in Psalm 46, "Be still and know that I am God." So we begin in stillness. Heavenly Father, we come not with perfect words, but with open hearts. We come weary, hopeful, expectant, and waiting. You are the God who sees. You are the God who hears. You are the God who restores. Your promises are not distant. They are alive. They are present. They are for now. Your word declares in Numbers 23, "God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. Has he said, and will he not do it? Has he spoken, and will he not make it good?" So we listen. We believe. We rest. The Lord is your shepherd. You shall not want. As written in Psalm 23, "He makes you lie down in green pastures. He leads you beside still waters. He restores your soul." Even now, restoration is happening. Even now, peace is returning. Even now, what was scattered is being gathered. The everlasting God has promised you rest. Isaiah 40 tells us, "He gives power to the faint, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. But those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles." Waiting is not wasting. Waiting is becoming. In the waiting, strength is forming. In the silence, answers are aligning. In the unseen, miracles are moving closer. The Holy One has promised renewal. Psalm 30 declares, "Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning." Night seasons do not cancel morning promises. Tears do not disqualify you from joy. Delay does not mean denial. The morning is coming. Joy is on the way. The Almighty Creator has promised peace. John 14 reminds us, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." This peace is not fragile. It does not depend on outcomes. It does not collapse under pressure. It is a peace that settles the mind, a peace that guards the heart, a peace that anchors the soul. Psalm 4 says, "In peace I will lie down and sleep, for you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety." As you listen, let safety wrap around you. Let fear loosen its grip. Let anxious thoughts quiet. The Faithful One has promised provision. Psalm 34 declares, "The young lions lack and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing." You are not forgotten. You are not overlooked. You are not unsupported. The God who provides sees every need, spoken and unspoken, known and hidden. Philippians 4 assures us, "My God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory." Provision is not limited by economy. Abundance is not restricted by timing. Supply flows from a higher source. The windows of heaven are not closed. Malachi 3 reminds us, "I will open the windows of heaven for you and pour out blessing until there is no more need." Overflow is not a myth. Breakthrough is not reserved for others. Favor is not exhausted. The Righteous One has promised direction. Proverbs 3 tells us, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths." Even when the road feels uncertain, guidance is already prepared. Psalm 32 declares, "I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my loving eye on you." You are not wandering alone. You are being led. the living God has promised protection? Psalm 91 speaks, "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." No fear has authority here. No harm has final say. "He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall find refuge." The Mighty One stands guard over your life, over your home, over your loved ones. The Holy Father has promised healing. Psalm 103 declares, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases." Healing flows through body, mind, and spirit. What was strained is being restored. What was broken is being mended. Jeremiah 30 says, "I will restore health to you and heal your wounds, says the Lord." Restoration is not partial, it is complete. The God who restores has promised hope. Jeremiah 29 reminds us, "For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Your story is not ending here. Your best chapters are not behind you. Psalm 42 declares, "Why are you cast down, O my soul? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him." Hope rises again. Faith breathes again. Light returns again. The Most High God has promised victory. Romans 8 proclaims, "If God is for us, who can be against us?" What stands before you is temporary. What stands with you is eternal. Psalm 66 says, "We went through fire and through water, but you brought us out into abundance." Abundance follows endurance. Breakthrough follows faithfulness. The Eternal One has promised rest for the weary. Matthew 11 reminds us, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Lay it down. Release the weight. Rest is allowed here. The God of heaven keeps every promise. Not one word returns void. Not one prayer is wasted. Psalm 145 declares, "The Lord is faithful in all his words and gracious in all his works." Faithful yesterday, faithful today, faithful forever. And now, in gratitude, we rest in these promises. Thank you, Almighty Creator, for peace that surpasses understanding, for provision that never runs dry, for renewal that reaches the soul, for miracles unfolding even now. We receive what you have spoken. We trust what you have promised. We rest in who you are. May these words settle deep. May these promises take root. May peace remain long after this prayer ends. Listen again tomorrow. Return again tonight. Let these promises surround your days and guard your nights. For you are held, you are guided, you are blessed, and so it is.